You're listening to Listen Up, the podcast for all West Texas A&M University news. Provided to you by The Prairie, the WTAMU student newspaper. This week's episode is February in Review, in which we take a listen to all the stories of this month. Our first story this month is one by our editor, Maria Molina, about the theater department's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's 2 days before the opening of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and the backstage crew works hard to get the stage and costumes ready.
That looks pretty good. Okay, fold that flap up while you're there. Okay, can you get a screw from the bottom up?
That is Larry Hunter, scene shop foreman at the theater department at West Texas A&M University. He says the days before the play's openings are busy.
It's intense. It's all touch-up. We were putting the finishing touches to the tree on the set. We'll finish touching up paint this afternoon. There's just a lot of little bitty things.
Students help build the set as part of their practicum class. Austin Harlison is a freshman musical theater major.
Yes, we're generally really busy getting last-minute things done for the set and getting all of our cues correct and making sure the show is just running really smooth.
Even though there are still details to take care of before the play, Hunter says planning started about 8 months ago.
And we get our final drawings 3 months before the play opens, and that's usually when we start. We try to start 3 months out and have everything ready by the day of the show.
However, things don't always go the way they were planned.
We've been rushed so much on certain plays that some of the paint's actually still wet when they open the show.
On the other side of backstage production is the costume shop, where Ann Medlock and her crew work on getting all the costumes ready for the show.
He's very mischievous.
While she pins Puck's costume for the play, she explains the days before the show are demanding.
We don't sleep a lot.
Medlock says the audience will be surprised when they see the costumes and stage of the play.
I bet they will have no idea what to expect because we've kind of taken an interesting and not necessarily common interpretation of Midsummer Night's Dream.
She says the audience will hopefully like what they see. For The Prairie, this is Maria Molina.
The production of A Midsummer Night's Dream is ended. But you should know that the theater department will be putting on a production of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day starting Thursday, March 8th at 7 p.m. You can find out more information on the WTAMU Branding Iron Theater website or visit facebook.com/WTAMU Theater. Our second story this month is one about Facebook's recent decision to go public. If you haven't heard already, Facebook recently went public. And some people are wondering how this move will affect users. In order to find the answers to that question, I recently interviewed some WT experts.
Zuckerberg's trying to figure out how to get advertising enabled, not figure out, but get more advertising enabled on the mobile app. That's kind of the latest thing. So we do see a push on how do we increase advertising, and that could be coming out of the IPO.
That is Dr. Christina Drumheller. She is an assistant professor of communication at WTAMU and is part of the Media Buffs research group.
Isn't a large percentage of Facebook's user base mobile now?
I would imagine so, that people are at the very least checking their mobile, even if they're not doing everything on it.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, they're going to come it could be here as early as next month.
That is Dr. Nick Gerlich. He is a professor of marketing at WTAMU and also part of the Media Buffs research group. The two are currently conducting a survey about Facebook's timeline, which can be found on the Media Buffs website.
Given the fact that your screen size is a lot smaller, I have a hunch that the annoyance factor will be higher. You know, when you're looking at a 20-inch monitor, it's easier to avoid the right-hand pain. But when you're looking at an iPhone, it's going to be hard to miss it.
Well, again, it depends how prominent it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the game apps, a lot of times those ads are kind of at the bottom. They're banner ads at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You can ignore them pretty easily.
They're so small. Yeah.
So that's the unknown. We still don't know how intrusive the ads are going to be.
But this is the thing that is really critical for Facebook. with 845 million users, about half of them are using mobile devices to access Facebook and missing all the ads. They're not getting a single one. And so this is the missing link for Facebook's revenue stream, because they've totally missed it for all these years. They haven't gotten a nickel off all those mobile eyeballs.
One of the things the IPO revealed about Facebook is that it's not very pleased with its current ad sales. Though advertising is a major source of revenue for the company, its sidebar ads currently found on the site have not been as effective as desired.
There's always a risk that they're going to, you know, just shoot too wide and miss completely. But just this week, they started doing better more ad placement amongst your photos. Take a look at your pictures. Go into your albums, look at individual pictures. Every one of them now has one or more ads. And they're going to try to target those ads to whatever captions might have been. And I have a hunch they can probably also begin to mine other data, like, you know, geotagging.
I guess what I was also going to ask is, what about the privacy concerns that kind of relate to ads? Because there are a lot of people saying, you know, yeah, it's great that I have ads customized to me, but I don't know if I necessarily want you guys pulling stuff from my status updates and, you know, using that for advertising purposes or potentially, you know. Do you think those concerns could affect Facebook, you know, as it's trying to position itself as a bigger company? Do you think people may kind of back off a little bit and be like, I'm not comfortable with this, or...
I don't think so. I think we've become immune to a lot of the advertising anyway. Mm-hmm. And like I was telling you the other day, when we're on Facebook, we're not actively searching for something. We're instead searching for someone,
mm-hmm.
or someones. It's social interaction, not queries.
First of all, depends on probably how prominent it is. I mean, if it's, you know, what opens up kind of immediately when I open my app, I mean, obviously that's going to be more prominent. But if it's off to the side, yeah, again, we've gotten really good at ignoring ads in apps. So I think we'll continue to ignore those if we want to. And there's always going to be people who aren't comfortable. The more they become aware of data mining, so they could decide they want to disengage from Facebook, but they're going to have to make that decision to disengage from a lot of things, because all these websites are data mining. So I think this process is just, the more people become aware, they might make some decisions to disengage somewhat, but they just can't do it from everything.
Before concluding the interview, however, I had one last question for Gerlich concerning a certain type of advertisement he mentions on his blog as an example of how far Facebook still has to go.
Oh, there was one question I had specifically for you, Dr. Gerlich. I know what it is because I looked it up and you mentioned it in the interview, but I realized I didn't really explain it. Can you tell me what the Beardo ads are for the readers?
The Beardo. It's like a crocheted stocking cap with face mask, but it looks like a beard. You ever seen one of those goofy circus performers or whatever that puts like honey on their face and then they let a bunch of bees out and the bees all stick to it? That's what it looks like. It's gross. You can just Google Beardo. They've got a website. I think it's out of Canada. But it's like a fashion statement for bank robbers everywhere. You know, you can wear one of these things.
If you liked this story and you're interested in more social media news, please visit nickgerlich.wordpress.com or the Media Buffs website, mediabuffs.org. That's it for this week and this month. Did you like the episode? Did you hate it? Either way, go to theprairienews.com and let us know. You can also find us on Facebook at theprairiewt or on Twitter at @the_prairie. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave us ratings and comments there. The track you're listening to is In the Crowd by The Years and is provided to us through a Creative Commons Attribution License and found at freemusicarchive.org.